Well, a number of events are planned this weekend in Charlotte to celebrate the life of Martin Luther King Jr. Charlotte's annual parade steps off later this morning in Uptown at 10 o'clock, and the Harvey B. Gantt Center has planned a full day of events on Monday to honor the late civil rights leader, among them screenings, tours, art making, and panel discussions. I spoke earlier with two of the center's leaders, President David Taylor and Director of Programming Angie Chandler, who told me this year's events are tied together with a common thread.
Our theme this year is looking at economic equity. So following up on Dr. King's late life work around the Poor People's Campaign, as you know, we recently rolled out our initiative for equity and innovation. So we wanted to find those themes that exist in Dr. King's, you know, birthday. He would have been 90 this year.
And I also want to mention, you guys are also in a big year as well. The Gantt Center is now in its 10th year of operation. How has your programming changed or evolved in the last decade, either for King Day or just more generally?
The reality is it's really our 45th year.
We're 10. Oh, it's just the building that's been here 10 years.
The building is 10 years.
Okay.
So we've seen in this past decade has really been amazing. I think we've seen an evolution of programming.
And that was my mistake. You guys have been in the building in Uptown for 10 years, but the Gantt Center
The Afro-American Cultural Center was founded in 1974 by Drs. Harper and Dr. Roddy. And we just did a name DBA to be Harvey B. Gantt Center. We still very much embody the Afro-American Cultural and Service Center of Charlotte-Mecklenburg. But this 74 years since 1974, but this 45-year journey is connected, and it's really the one institution.
I wanted to mention, King actually made a stop in Charlotte. I think this is in 1966. He had visited Johnson C. Smith University. Do we know what he thought of Charlotte?
We don't. Not that I know.
I do not.
Yeah.
You know, I do not. I would be interested to see what he would think of Charlotte today.
Yeah.
Well, just because King, I don't think he spent much time in Charlotte, that doesn't mean that Charlotte didn't have problems or mm-hmm. wasn't discriminatory. You know, we certainly weren't on the forefront of civil rights. I think Greensboro was probably ahead of us there.
Mm-hmm.
And also, let's not forget that when Dorothy Counts enrolled in Harding High, she was the first Black student to enroll in a white high school, she was surrounded by jeering whites. This
absolutely.
Is back in the late 50s.
And Ms. Counts is featured in one of our current exhibitions, What We Ask Is Simple. So as you enter that exhibit, you see Ms. Counts on that day. That Harding High story about Charlotte did go big. And in a lot of ways, we think it shaped really how Charlotte responded to other issues going forward. Because mm-hmm. that was pretty embarrassing. It was pretty highlighted, pretty noted. And so we think that it did have a lot to do with the way Charlotte expressed themselves throughout the movement going forward in the 60s and 70s.
You know, even today, Charlotte certainly still has racial tensions. That's still present. Even 2 years ago, we had intense demonstrations and riots after the police shooting of Keith Scott. Where do you think that fits in with the arc of Charlotte's history?
I think it's a low point, if you will, but it's an important segment of our history mm-hmm. in terms of, I think the things we've seen that has kind of re-energized Charlotte around doing what's right. Unfortunately, it took that kind of tragedy to ignite that. And so I think we've seen some promises around that. Lots of work to be done. But at least the conversation, and we're starting to see some action. And Charlotte's always been a community about great conversation. Now can we become a great community about action? And we're really starting to see some of that happen, but really a long way to go yet.
Well, as you mentioned earlier, the theme for this year is economic equity.
Absolutely.
And I saw that you guys had a couple events planned
around
that. There's going to be a town hall
mm-hmm.
and a panel. Why center the events around that theme?
So as we talk about the issues that happened in 2016, and even if we think a year or two before with the Chetty study, right, there's all this churning going on around economic mobility. A lot of the work that came out post the response by protesters in the street was around looking at what are the economic issues that are igniting Charlottesians to be in the streets and to talk about issues. And so the town hall, we're going to be talking about economics, education, and equity. We're giving the community a chance to speak. Lots of times with the panels, you know, Charlotte and I are talking, the community, they get 15 minutes at the end. This hour is an opportunity for the community to share concerns, questions, resources. The community is doing work and they want to talk about it. So we're giving them the opportunity to share. And we've invited some folks who are the nonprofits and elected officials to be there and just listen.
I want to end by asking, David, in the spirit of Martin Luther King, where do you think Charlotte needs to see the most work done?
Equity. I think at the end of the day, really about fairness in a community environment. And I think that until we really address that, we will always have this imbalance. And we will have the haves telling the have-nots what's best for them. And it's not an equitable conversation that takes place or equitable action.
That's David Taylor alongside Angie Chandler in our studio talking about programs happening this weekend at the Harvey B. Gantt Center for Martin Luther King Jr. Both of you, thank you so much.
Sure, our pleasure. Thank you.